You're listening to SBS News.
The European Medicines Agency says it should be listed as a very rare side effect. However, has confirmed that the occurrence of blood clots is associated with the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. In the latest assessment, EMA experts say the reported combination of blood clots and low blood platelets is very rare and that there are no specific risk factors, including age. Most cases have been reported in women under 60 years of age within 2 weeks of vaccination. EMA Executive Director Emma Cook says this is all part of the challenge of mass vaccination.
This case clearly demonstrates one of the challenges posed by large-scale vaccination campaigns. When millions of people receive these vaccines, very rare events can occur that were not identified during the clinical trials. The role of pharmacovigilance, the monitoring of these side effects, is to help us to rapidly detect and analyse these risks. This case also shows us that our pharmacovigilance system is working. These very rare and unusual events have been picked up, identified, analysed, and have allowed us to come to science-based recommendations to allow the safe and effective use of this vaccine.
The drug regulator assessed over 80 cases of people who developed clots in blood veins and in arteries after inoculation. 18 of the cases were fatal. The reminder to healthcare professionals and people receiving the vaccine is to be aware of the possibility of this side effect. However, no further suspensions or measures have been put in place. Safety Committee Chair of the EMA, Sabine Strauss, says the investigation was unable to determine the cause of the clotting and that further investigations have been commissioned. 34 million people had been vaccinated when the agency registered just over 200 cases of various thrombosis.
The more recent data did not change any of the recommendations. After extensive discussions within the committee and taking into account the findings of the expert group, our conclusion is that these clotting disorders are very rare side effects of the vaccine.
Peter Arlett, head of the agency's data analytics and methodology, also says the rare side effects do not impede on the vaccine's benefits.
In the case of the AstraZeneca vaccine, we have now identified a very rare side effect. And if we then put that into the context of the overall benefits of the vaccine, then the benefits outweigh the risks. How vaccines are used and deployed by different member states, of course, is going to be impacted by the availability of vaccines, by the local infection rates, by hospital capacity, by who's already been vaccinated.
The scientific review came after several European countries temporarily suspended their vaccine rollout. State health authorities are regulating inoculation within their own borders. Spain's health minister, Carolina Darias, says AstraZeneca vaccines will only be given to people over the age of 60.
Based on the available information, as of today and as a precautionary principle, it is recommended to use AstraZeneca's vaccine in people aged 60 years and over. I proposed it to the interterritorial meeting, and it has been approved by a large majority. So the vaccination strategy will now pivot in relation to the AstraZeneca vaccine.
Britain's Vaccine Advisory Committee says adults under 30 should be offered an alternative where possible. Chair of the UK's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, Wei Shen Lim, says they are not, however, recommending inoculation be stopped.
Adults who are aged 18 to 29 years old who do not have an underlying health condition that puts them at higher risk from serious COVID-19 disease should be offered an alternative COVID-19 vaccine in preference to the AstraZeneca vaccine where such an alternative vaccine is available. And perhaps it's useful to state what is not advised as well. We are not advising a stop to any vaccination for any individual in any age group. We are advising a preference for one vaccine over another vaccine for a particular age group.
Germany's Vaccine Committee says the EMA's decision won't impact rollout in Germany. The committee last week recommended that people under 60 who had received the AstraZeneca vaccine be given a second shot of a different vaccine. Committee member Dr. Marianne Robal-Mathieu says those individuals won't be disadvantaged.
I think I would also point out that nobody expects from an immunological perspective that it is a disadvantage to be vaccinated with a different vaccine now.
Italian health authorities have said that those over 60 years of age would be given preferential use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. No changes will be made to administering the second doses to people who have received their first. Dr. Hans Kluger, the WHO's regional director for Europe, has urged governments to reconsider delaying inoculation.
The general recommendation is that the benefits from AstraZeneca still outweigh the risks of the COVID-19. COVID-19 is the second leading cause of mortality in Europe. Every 25 seconds, a person dies from COVID-19. People don't die from the vaccine.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.